This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, September 13th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Commodity issues remain unresolved at House Ag. Senator signals possible checkoff debate and voters support ethanol policy. Commodity issues remain unresolved at House Ag. The future of the Farm Bill remains up in the air with the House back in session after its long summer recess. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson told reporters last night that the new GOP impeachment inquiry into President Biden shouldn't have any impact on the timing of a Farm Bill. But he said the House would have to reach a resolution on funding for the government after October 1st before he can ask the GOP leadership for floor time for a Farm Bill. Now take note, Thompson has yet to resolve key issues within the commodity title and said the Ag Committee is still trying to find money to address farm group demands, quote, related to reference prices or, quite frankly, base acres. Thompson's statement indicates the issue of adding base acres to the commodity programs is still alive. Senator signals possible checkoff debate. The Senate has teed up a debate over a package of spending bills that includes fiscal 24 funding for USDA and FDA. Senators could debate a wide range of amendments, some of which have already been filed. One proposed by Senator Mike Lee, a Utah Republican, would impose new requirements and restrictions on commodity checkoff programs. Among other things, the amendment would require periodic audits by USDA's Inspector General. Another Lee amendment targets lending for socially disadvantaged farmers and would ban the use of race for loan eligibility. Senate leaders will decide later what amendments get votes. The Senate voted 85-12 yesterday to bring up the spending package for debate. H-2A workers would get more protection under DOL proposal. A wide-ranging proposal would give foreign farm workers in the H-2A program more protection from potential employer abuses, the Labor Department says. The proposal would require employers, quote, to provide a copy of all agreements with any agent or recruiter the employer engages in recruiting prospective H-2A workers, whether the agent is in the U.S. or abroad. Employers also would have to, quote, identify and disclose the name and location of anyone soliciting H-2A workers on their behalf. Other parts of the proposal would require seat belts for workers when traveling to and from their place of employment, clarify when a worker can be fired for just cause, and make wages more predictable by making new wage rates applicable immediately upon their publication in the Federal Register rather than weeks later, the department said. In addition, employers who want to hire H-2A workers would have to provide a certification to the department, quote, that the employer will bargain in good faith over the terms of a proposed labor neutrality agreement with a requesting labor organization or explain why it won't. You can read more in our story at www.agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bonnie, USDA has enough staff to handle this year's IRA authorization. The Agriculture Department will be able to handle the $850 million in Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding it's authorized to spend this year after hiring additional Natural Resources Conservation Service staff. That's according to Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney, who said the agency has hired 300 people over the last 3 months to handle the work demands of the IRA funding. Bonney said the agency has ramped up hiring for more, but warned that the agency's hiring efforts would be sent back by a government shutdown. It's even 2-3 weeks that's going to create challenges, Bonney told AgriPulse at the NASDA annual meeting yesterday. Polling finds voters support ethanol policy. 6 out of 10 voters have a favorable opinion of ethanol. That according to a new study from the polling firm Morning Consult and released by the Renewable Fuels Association. An estimated 2/3 of the 2013 registered voters asked in the online survey earlier this month support the renewable fuel standard, with 19% offering no opinion, 14% opposed to the RFS. This is the highest percentage of support since RFA began conducting the surveys in 2016, RFA says. RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper says the polling shows strong support for important legislative proposals that are currently pending in the House and Senate. Specifically, nearly 2/3 support the Flex Fuel Fairness Act, which would encourage automakers to expand the production of flex fuel vehicles that can run on E85. The survey found that 6 out of 10 voters support the Consumer and Fuel Retainer Choice Act, which would allow permanent E15 sales year-round, and the same number of those surveyed support for Next Generation Fuels Act, which would establish a high-octane, low-carbon fuel standard. Senate Democrats seek $8.5 million for urban ag. 9 Democratic senators, led by Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, have filed an amendment to add $8.5 million in funding for urban agriculture to the spending bill for USDA. Neither the Senate nor House agriculture appropriation bills included dedicated funding for the Office of Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production, Stabenow's office said in a news release. Her amendment is co-sponsored by Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Dick Durbin of Illinois, Dianne Feinstein of California, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, and Jackie Rosen of Nevada. Urban Ag got $9 million for fiscal 2023. The Biden administration sought $14 million for fiscal 2024. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, September 13th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.